Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We're going to have to dump somebody via text today, y'all. Ooh. I'm ready.
Oh.
It's my favorite activity.
Well, all
is
right.
It? No.
No.
I do love putting a man in his place, though, when it's deserved. So
I don't see. This one's not deserved.
That's it's not?
No.
Oh, now I'm not looking forward to this.
No. All right. So we have Burt Show listener Trisha on the line with us. She needs our help doing texting tutor. Mo, what exactly is texting tutor?
That is when you find yourself in a bit of a pickle and you're not exactly sure what words to use. So you reach out to us and we try to formulate a text that will help you get out of the situation that you are currently facing.
All right. So Trisha, you asked a guy out and now you would like to uninvite him.
Yeah.
She says very sheepishly. All right, break down who this guy is and why all of a sudden you don't want to take him as your plus one to this wedding.
So he is my coworker, and like I don't work directly with him. He's a little bit higher up than me. He's not like my boss or anything, but yeah, he's my coworker.
Okay.
So there's this wedding of like a colleague of both of ours, and he's actually not invited, but I asked him to be my date. And I kind of want to uninvite him now because like there's this other guy that's going to be at this wedding that I am very interested in, and he's going to be there without a date, I found out.
Ooh.
And yeah, I want to uninvite my coworker so I can talk to the other guy.
Okay. I got to get a little more detail here. So the coworker, like how, when you say like you're dating a coworker, how long are we talking about here?
Just like a couple of dates over the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Not
so
not long.
Did he pursue you? Did you pursue him? I mean, was there like a mutual attraction there or were you just like, it's a warm body?
Kind of like a mixture of all, but you know, I'm more than just a warm body. I like him and all.
Yeah.
He's cool. Like we were like mutually pursued, I would say.
Okay. Now this other interest of yours that you found out who is attending the wedding and will be rolling solo and you have a crush on, what makes him so special that you're willing to go to these lengths?
I've had a crush on him a long time and like he's always had like a girlfriend or something and now he's single and I feel like this is my opportunity and I had no idea what was going when I invited Ryan. So, man, I'd really like this opportunity to talk to him.
Has this guy given you any signs that he's interested in you as well or are you just kind of taking your shot here?
I feel like he could be interested. I feel like we've had some flirty moments. You know, I don't think it's out of left field that I would be taking a shot.
Okay. All right. Now, when you say the wedding is a colleague of you and the coworker you've already asked, how good of a colleague? Like, how well does he know the bride?
I mean, just from work. I don't think they're like buddies much outside work.
All right.
Like,
so So this is a fellow coworker.
Yeah.
But he didn't get invited.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a large company? Is that why?
Yeah, I mean, large-ish. I mean, it's not like there's any like bad reason he didn't get invited. They're just like not buddies enough for him to have been invited.
This is going to throw a kink in my plan because I had an idea.
You did?
What was your idea? And I was pretty proud of my idea.
You're going to blame it on the bride?
100%.
Yeah.
Because like, that you misread the invitation and you were invited, but you were not invited with a plus one. Mm-hmm. So if you are in a serious, like some brides mm-hmm. like don't want randos at their wedding. So they're like, if you are in a serious relationship, it would have said, like, if I got invited to a wedding, Kristen Klingshern and Bart Mattingly, because they knew my significant other. But if you are single, it would have just been invitation to Kristen Klingshern.
But would there ever be a conversation where he would find out that there wasn't a plus one?
See, that's the thing. Since they're colleagues and they work together, I don't know if we can throw the bride under the bus for this.
We can throw somebody else under the bus. I have an idea.
Ooh.
I think we can just blame some family member. Something happened in your life and that you're super bummed out and you just wouldn't be good company. So you're going to fly solo. And you'd like your first time hanging out with him to be a little more happy and joyful.
It's not their first time hanging out, though. It'd be like their third date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fine. Third date.
Yeah. Because now my other question is, like, sure, maybe we can get him out of going to the wedding, but is this going to be a big enough situation to where you don't want to see him after this? Like, are you really going in on this new love interest at the wedding?
I'm going to try. But, like, I don't want to, you know, in case it doesn't work out, I don't want to destroy potential, you know?
You're not exclusive, right?
Put him on a bench for a little bit. Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah. On the back burner for a second.
I don't want to sound bad, but, you know,
That's what it is.
All right, Trisha, hang tight. We're going to, like, chat here for a second, try to come up with a game plan, and then we're going to text your coworker / man you're dating to try to uninvite him from this wedding. That way you can pursue your crush, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang tight.
Okay.
The Burt Show.